What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to making Melody's kitchen, baby. Make sure y'all download the Just a Touch of J app. Y'all like that? I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Go on over to my name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. Oh, I gotta put it out in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby.
And check me out on Just a Touch of J Radio.
Y'all hear that? This is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing, huh? What are y'all out there doing, man? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby? Living your best life, doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Oh my gosh, I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise. And why is it that I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby, huh? First of all, because God made you that way. Yeah, shout out to you, God. Oh my gosh, he is rewarded to those that diligently seek him. Yes, he is. Oh my gosh. And what's the second reason? While I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out here being so thorough and so wise, baby, huh? First of all, and second of all, it's because y'all out there listening to me, man. And this is just such a J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. And that is a third thing that I tell y'all too. Yes, 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 yes. If you've been listening to me for a while, you know it's a third thing I've been telling y'all for the last 4 years. And that is, I gotta give a shout out to my haters. And what do I say to these haters, y'all? Come on, say it with me on three. You ready? One, two, three. Hi, haters. Cause y'all need this to work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. Now listen, if you're just coming over to the whole Just a Touch of J experience and you like, wait a minute, hold on, who this J? What's the experience? What's going on with this whole thing? Okay, listen. I gotta give a shout out to my haters, right? So look, hate is acknowledgement backwards. I'm gonna break it all down to you, okay? Hate is acknowledgement backwards. People don't really hate you. They just don't know how to acknowledge you properly. When you thoroughly, you wise, you know, and you just doing what it is that you do, baby, they see it. You know that light. You know that light is shining bright like a diamond. Yes. Woo. Shining bright like a diamond. Shout out to you, Rihanna, girl, if you listening. Because you never know who out there listening to you, y'all. You know that this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. That light. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Yeah. This little light of mine, oh, I'm going to let it shine. That light. You know, like that Sunday school light. You know, like when you were a kid and stuff and you just got that light all over you, that glow. Yeah, like that light, right? Look, if you don't know what that light is, it's God. Yeah, and when you out there shining bright like a diamond like that, sometimes people get the whole thing confused. They don't know it's God. They think it's you, but it's not. Oh my God. Let me put this out there in pieces for you, right? So what God does, he does that 23, that Psalms 23 thing on you. And he puts it on you. And then the light comes out and it, you know, everybody can see it. It gets put out there for them. All right, so let me break it down for you, right? So in the Bible, Psalm 23 says, I will prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemy. I'm going to anoint your head with oil and your cup's going to overflow. You know, blessing after blessing after blessing. Body, surely goodness and mercy going to follow you all the days of your life. God says, I'm going to make you like down in green pastures. I'm going to restore your soul. Like, he does all this stuff, right? All this stuff for you. Yeah, and everybody else just sees it. It's like the glitz, the glamour, the shine, right? But really, you know, he's just doing this for you and they just get to see it because, see, he has to lure them in so that they can get blessed by the message and he uses you. Yeah, so when you got this light shining bright, you want to get these haters, right? And that's why he said, like, he warned you. He basically, he like, look, I'm a prayer table for you to press the enemy. Since he already knows what's going to happen, the light just going to start bringing them over, you know? So he says, look, I'm going to prepare this table for you. So imagine you sitting there, right? At this table, it's for you. And God's standing there in front of you, and he's just preparing this table for you in the presence of everybody else. And they all like behind him. And he's like there in front of you, like, you know, like serving you up, you know, like without no problem. Like, here, what is it that you need? Here, let me make sure I get this for you. And let me go ahead. He said, I'm gonna make your enemy your footstool. You know, he do all this for you because you're doing what it is that you have to do, right? Now, while they're looking, okay, trying to figure out what's going on, the light, it wakes them up. All right, baby, this is just a touch of day. We put that out there in pieces for you. Okay. Your home, your sleep. Visualize this. You knocked out. You tearing up some sleep. I use this all the time. Okay. You in bed. You had a long day at work. You just tired. You like, I'm tired, right? All of a sudden, you know, somebody comes over. I'm going to use my mom. My mom likes to come over and just hit all the switches, turn all the lights on. What's going on? Why it's so dark in here? You know, that kind of startles you or wakes you up so that light go bam and hits you, right? That's kind of like what happens when you shine bright like a diamond on them. Yeah, God used that light to wake them up. They were sleeping on you. Now they woke, so now they looking like, wait a minute, hold on, what's going on? Is that my boy over there shining on them? Is that my girl? All of a sudden, they want to be your friend. They nosy. They trying to see what's going on. You know, take a look at all your pieces. Man, listen. All God's doing is just trying to get him to come on over with the little bait, the little shine, so he can bless them. Yeah, he's trying to bless them too. They need to get blessed by the message, this wisdom, this knowledge. And that's what's happening with me and a lot of y'all out there, okay? So when the haters come over, all you supposed to say is, hi, haters, because y'all need this to work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. Like, look, yo, I've been getting so much hate. Just the other day, I posted on Facebook. Chill. They was flagging my stuff, talking about something. It was inappropriate, all this stuff. I'm like, hold on, what is going on? This is just a touch of Jay. See, what that happens, you got to understand that you're throwing you wise. You're doing something right because the enemy, he trying to attack you through people. But, you know, like I said, this is just a touch of Jay. I'll put that out there in peace for y'all in a little because I got a story to tell y'all like Biggie. But before I go there, have y'all been going over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby? Have y'all been checking that out? Oh, my gosh. I've been dropping a dime on y'all. Like, oh, my gosh. So much has happened. Oh, my gosh. And I hadn't even been coming to y'all because I had a lot going on, right? So let me see. I'm going to try to run these pieces down for you real quick, okay? So, well, my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram. Basically, y'all just been getting a regular post. Just, you know, just boom. This was going on in the mobile app. Here's the word of the day. You know, I ain't been really doing too much. Put my daughter out there, Sarai. Shout out to you, boo. Yes, to Queen Rai. Turned 23. Oh, my gosh. Looking amazing. I got some fine daughters, y'all. Y'all better watch it, guys, out there, because they smart and they thorough and they wise like me, okay? So she had a birthday. You know, I put her out there. Check her Cash App. Go ahead, send her something. Give her some love, all right? It's out there. I put in all my stories. Y'all was showing her love. Thank you, all right? What else did I have going on? My name is Owen. I said this on Instagram. I put out there that I'm doing push-ups, 100 push-ups a day now. Yeah. Mama doing her little 1-2 thing. You know, and that's over at Just a Touch of Jay's Fitness. Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a minute. What else did I got going on? Just basically just been giving a lot of thanks to the Most High for everything that he's been doing. God really been blessing my life, y'all. Oh, my gosh. Like, through this time, I haven't been talking to y'all. I got so much going on, okay? So, I completed the book. You already know that, right? Completed the book. Little part that's in the book, okay, is going to be in a book called Destined to Win, Volume 4, okay? I got a nice little chapter in there where I'm going ahead and I'm just putting a little something out there, pieces for you. So that's getting ready to come out. So y'all going to get that. I'm going to let you know about all that. Then, right, what else is going on? Y'all know I got the Just a Touch of J Cannabis line, right? Well, I'm coming out with cigars. Yeah, cigars. For all my fellas, oh my God, this is Just a Touch of J, baby. Let y'all know about those pieces. Yeah, that's thorough. Then I also have, oh man, the Just a Touch of J baby dolls. Yeah, I got dolls coming out, y'all. Now the dolls already been in work, you know. They already been in work. Somebody actually gave me a prophetic vision of that. You know, one of the ladies from my old church, she had called me up, was like, oh my God, I had a dream that you had this doll line and it was like little dolls and they was dressed up as you. I was like, yeah, God already gave me that vision. This was just last year, around this time, matter of fact, because I got an alert on my phone that was telling me about it. So look, you know, hey, you know, so that's going to be coming out. Y'all are going to be able to purchase that. And then I got a kid's book too, okay? So that's just a couple little pieces, right? So we're going to scale over to Making Love V's Kitchen. All right, let's talk about that, right? That's where I do my food thing. Oh my gosh, have I been making love in V's Kitchen? Yes, I have. I have been making so much love in V's Kitchen. Yeah, y'all. You know, when I started talking about making love in V's Kitchen, it get me turned on. Look, I love to cook. So I've been cooking. Now, I've been having some issues though that have been going on. You know, first, the issues was I had the kidney issues, remember? I had told y'all about that like a couple podcasts back. Like my kidney, I had a couple kidney issues, but this one I couldn't go to the bathroom again, like urinate, because I was having issues with the oxalates and stuff like that. Then they found out that it had to do with B6 toxicity. My B12 levels was already through the roof. Like when you got this stuff that I got going on, B12, you only supposed to be like 1500, 12 to 1500 for B12. Mine's like over like 2000, like just in the, just not right, okay? And it been like that for like a year. So I'm trying to, you know, work that out. But then the B6, see what happens when your B6 gets too high, you get really, really confused. And one day I was out driving. I couldn't even get home with the GPS on, y'all. I was messed up. Like this whole detoxing and all this stuff, baby, this is just a touch day. This stuff ain't no joke, trying to get this mold out of your body and get yourself straight. But in the process, I had been making love in V's Kitchen, okay? But I had to change it up. All right, now look, I came over here and recorded the podcast tonight. I wasn't even gonna record this podcast. I said, I ain't doing it. I'm tired. I don't feel like it. I'm sorry, I believe my baby's hanging. But this stuff been kicking my butt, y'all. But I came on here, right, because I had to tell y'all about something that I did the night I made Love in V's Kitchen, right? Now, it's this drink. It's called, okay, the drink is called Chill, okay? And I'll tell you about the company and everything. I'll put that in my link in my bio. But it has to do with reishi mushrooms. Reishi mushrooms. Spell R-E-I-S-H-I. Okay, amazing, super antioxidant, antihistamine, anti-inflammatory, like, okay, so I'm doing research because I found out that the 5 different molds that were inside of my body that created the imbalance also gave me SIBO, okay, small intestinal bacteria overgrowth. Yes, which gave me the histamine issue, which also gave me the lectin and oxalate issue. And it's basically like IBS on steroids to like the millionth degree. Okay. So as I'm doing some research, God lays it on my heart. Like, you know what? Try this, right? I'm reading Beth O'Hara, shout out to you. She's the whole person who handles everything with the MedCell 360 stuff. She just knows all about histamine. She is like the guru about it. Like, you know, she knows about the skin crawlers like me, just that I had. She had them too. Like I told y'all about that, how she thought she had bed bugs, but it was really the skin crawlers. Like, it's crazy. So she had all the symptoms I had and worse. Like, she couldn't even stand their electronics, okay? But anyway, Beth, she does this podcast and she's talking to this company and they make like these coffee and stuff, right? And they also make these drinks. So she's talking about this drink that had the mushroom. Now, you got to be careful with mushrooms because mushrooms are high in histamine. But you know, look, y'all, I've been going through so much. I'm like, you know what? Let me try it. You know, let me go ahead and try. I've been trying a lot of different things. So I said, you know what? Let me try it out. So I get it today. I go to Whole Foods. I find it. God laid on my heart. He said, get four of them and get one of them. I said, all right, when I get there, I'm going to get it. Now, guess what? It's in it. Okay. Cinnamon. Histamine liberator. Liberator means it sets it off. You ain't even supposed to be messing around with cinnamon. So I'm like this. Oh my God, you sure? God, like, just get the four packs. So it's cinnamon in there. It's the sweetener. I have not had sugar since last November. Okay? November the 11th was the last time I had sugar. Okay? This is just a touch of day, baby. A whole year. No carbs, no sugar, no nothing. Just meat and vegetables and a little bit of fruit and water. Okay? We ain't doing no juices or nothing. No gum, no candy, no bread. Listen, nothing. Okay? So I'm like this. I'm nervous, right? And then it got like it's like a white chocolate that they use. Okay? But you can't have chocolate. So it's basically, it's not Corral, but it's something like that, okay? So they put that in there, and they do this stevia sweetener, you know, put that in there too. So I'm like, Lord have mercy, you know, I don't be messing around with this stuff. And they got like the reishi mushroom. So I'm like, you know, okay, so God says, you know, go ahead and make it. So I make it, right? I make a Lumbee's Kitchen. I make my food, I eat my food and everything, and I go ahead, and God says, sip on it. And I sip on it. And then I just started feeling like opened up, like it was like I had a hole in my mouth or something, baby. Just touch that. I was like, oh my God, you know, I didn't know what I should do. If I should panic, if I should not, you know. But look, I was like, I'm making Lumbee's Kitchen. So then I wait 10 minutes, I sip on it again, and you gotta wait another 10 minutes, you sip on it again, you wait another 10 minutes, you sip on it again. Then by that time, I was like, okay, it was about 4 ounces. So I'm like, you know what? I feel kind of good. So I say, you know what, God, if I feel like I'm gonna have to do a podcast, that's why I'm on here talking to y'all. About that. And that was just a little part of my making Lumbee's Kitchen. All right. So look, I've been doing that. Also been eating. Okay. And I put that on a Wednesday edition. Okay. The sweet potato starch noodles. Yeah, I've been doing that. And that's been really good because that is good fermentation for my gut. Good fermentation for my gut. So that's awesome. Also got to tell y'all about my probiotics. My probiotics came. Yeah, I got the company that did the toxic prevent that I told y'all we're going to interview about and everything. Okay, but I had to do the probiotics first. Okay, so the probiotics, okay, are called Flora. And it's their own probiotic line. So you have to send your stool in and all your stuff. And what they do is they test it and they see what you got going on. That's how I found out I had the SIBO. E. coli. Oh my God, y'all, I'm messed up. Okay, all high up in my system. Like, my gut is, baby, I'm lucky I can make love in this kitchen. All right, y'all know I was eating white rice. One spoonful of rice for 2 months a day. Oh my God, I'm lucky I can make love in this kitchen. So anyway, my probiotics came, okay? And I'm so hype about that. I'm on day 4, and I'm doing amazing, okay? Then after I get done with those, I got 3 more days left, then I go up to a stronger dose of 30 days, okay? So this one right here is just to get the system straight, and then I go up. So I'm doing good with that. You know, what else is popping off with making Lumbee's Kitchen? I got some new stuff I'm going to try. I'm going to try mangoes, and I am going to try chives. I just brought 4-5 seasonings today. I tried thyme. I was good with thyme. I also got ginger. I got to try ginger. Child, and I'm just thinking, what's so crazy about this, y'all, is that last year I was cooking all this stuff. I was using all these foods. You know, this actually makes a year today when it all started. I gave my daughter a birthday party on October the 17th, a surprise party last year. Today is October the 17th. My stomach was hurting. My stomach was hurting today. You know, like, it's all coming back around again. But this time it's because I'm healing, and last year it's because everything was breaking down. Yeah, so, you know, the whole Make a Love in V's Kitchen thing is definitely, it's coming along. It's coming along. I love it. I'm reintroducing new foods, new products. I got a coconut milk today that had no additives in it because I can't have any additives in anything. I drank that and I was good. So it's just one day at a time. But now that I know I had this small intestinal bacteria overgrowth, I just got to be careful with Make a Love in V's Kitchen. All right. So I'm going to be bringing y'all stuff. And y'all just stay tuned. All right. So what's up next? And what's up next is Just a Touch of Jay's Fitness. Now, I told y'all I was doing 100 push-ups a day, right? Yeah, mama been dropping a dime on y'all. And what I did was I put a picture out there just to show y'all my back. It was like probably like about a month and a half ago, I think. Something like that. A few weeks ago. I don't know. A little bit. But just a touch of Jay's. But I put it out there, and it was like I was trying to show y'all that my hair had grown back. My hair really grew back, like all around my edges and all around the sides. It's coming in real, real good and everything because my hair fell out. So that's coming in good. And I was showing y'all my back and like my back muscles. Now that was that time. I was only doing, I think, 60 or I was doing 70 push-ups a day. But now I'm up to 100. And that's what I was doing last year. So I'm just so hype about that. So that's a part of Just a Touch of Jay's Fitness. Also, y'all know, ladies, I've been putting it out there. The Just a Touch of Jay's Fitness line, right? And I've been putting that out there behind, okay, a lot of videos and stuff. Behind a little mixtape that I did for my man Nas. Yeah, the rapper Nas. Shout out to Nasir Jones. And y'all like that. What? Y'all are going crazy. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But the fitness stuff, the new fitness line, like dope. I just put out the new waist shaper too on my Just a Touch of Jay app. So y'all got to check that out. Y'all can do... You can order it, but you got to order it through me. And you know, you got all the contact stuff because y'all been hit me up. So continue to do that, okay? Now we skating on over to the left, to the left, to the left. So I get y'all and pray like a diamond. And continue to talk to y'all about what else is going on. Now, I told y'all about the new cigars, right? That's part of Just a Touch of Jay's cannabis line, okay? So I got the weed papers, the marijuana papers called All You Need Is Just a Touch of the J. Y'all know I'm a grower, okay? I got 4 strains of my own, working on distributing and things like that. You know, I got to put it out there in pieces for you. But we got the cigars that's going to be coming, all right? So make sure y'all check that out. When I tell you to get those pieces, get them. Now, I'll tell y'all something else. Why y'all got my podcast popping like popcorn, baby? Oh my gosh, y'all got my pocket popping like popcorn. I turned around there, I said, if this thing keep going up like this, like, and you know who's really like listening to me? I mean, I love y'all and everything. You know what? I actually made a little post thing. Hold on. I took a picture of it. Let me see if I can get back there. Because I wanted to make sure I gave some of y'all shout outs. Because y'all are really, especially up in China. Y'all are really listening to me. Shout out to y'all. Oh my gosh, I love y'all. Y'all are up there. The United States and then it's China. It used to be Lagos, Nigeria and stuff like that. I hope I ain't deleted. Let me see. I should have these notes together. I'm terrible, y'all. Let me see. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Okay. So we got China, India, right? United Kingdom, Ireland, Nigeria, Spain, South Africa, Puerto Rico, France, Netherlands, Germany, Russia, Canada, Kenya, Brazil, Sweden, Jamaica, Japan, Australia, Chile, Ghana, the Philippines, Arab countries, Mexico, Guam, Italy, Bahamas, Taiwan. Okay, that's just the name of a few. I ain't gonna give y'all no more. It's Just Touch Jay, baby. But I just wanna give y'all a shout out. Thank you. That's just some of them because I'm getting played in over 150 different countries. This podcast is crazy. Y'all got it really popping like popcorn. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Like I said, this is Just a Touch of Jay. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. That's it. Okay, now what else I gotta talk about? Because this is so much. I'm actually rubbing, remember I told you I couldn't rub nothing on my skin? Yeah, I'm rubbing black seed oil on my skin now. Remember I told y'all I started rubbing coconut oil on there? So now I done stepped it up a notch, y'all. Yes, and I'm washing my feet with the charcoal soap. I then came up like midway, like near my ankles. Once a week, I got to like do like this detox. And because I can't do the charcoal inside my body, I figured, you know, start off on the feet and the hands. So once a week, I come up. I start off with the feet, then I come up a little bit more. And that's how I got the coconut oil all over me and inside my body. So I'm doing pretty good with that. So I talked to y'all about that. What else? The mixtape, y'all got that popping. And that's basically about it. We talk about Beat Break Radio. Beat Break Radio is now not Beat Break Radio, 87fm.com. They doing everything through their app now. Yeah, so y'all got to look at the Podcast FM app if y'all want to get, you know, some of my stuff, because I got a new radio show segment. It's called Just a Touch of Jay's Affirmations. I put it out there in pieces for y'all, but y'all can catch me on their morning show. Yeah, doing that. I got 3 different shows. So you can get my podcast over there. We on Roku TV. We syndicated with other stations and other networks. Just go over there, Podcast FM, download it, check it out. See if y'all like them pieces. Just a Touch of Jay. I think that's everything I did. Making Love Eats Kitchen, Just a Touch of Jay's Fit. We are Just a Touch of Jay. That's my kids' page. Check it out. This is a podcast network. My own podcast network. Doing amazing with that. Thanks, guys. Y'all get ready to be on the app, and y'all just going to be like, y'all going to be able to just download whoever y'all want from off the app and just listen to all different type of podcasts, 100 of them. Yeah, baby, I'm putting this thing out there in pieces for y'all. I think that's it, though, for right now. Like, it's so many pieces. I can't keep going on because I got a story to tell like Biggie. So y'all ready for this word? Here go. I got to drop a dime on y'all, man. I got to drop a dime on y'all. And I hate when I really got to drop a dime on y'all. But this is a prophetic word for somebody. Somebody needs this. This is for somebody. So God has been laying it on my heart. All these different, like, topics. Like, this whole time I ain't been talking to y'all, I probably got like 20 different topics. From this Sunday's word to Popping Podcast Thursdays. And then I got something to say. Like, my new episode and stuff. My new series and everything. And make sure y'all check that out. Because I told y'all a lot of the pieces that I had going on. And I think I just put it out there on Thursday. My new series called I Got Something Else to Say. So make sure you check that out. But he had been giving me just like a lot of different words. And just things to tell y'all. So he had gave me this one about rejection. I'm like, rejection, you know, I put that thing out there. But then the other day he said, no, the one that you've got to do right now is this going to be this Sunday's word, and it's going to be about speaks, how God speaks to you. And I'm like, well, wait a minute, I already did something like that. You know, I did the whole Satan talks to you and then God talks to you too. And he's like, no, it's like a spinoff of that. So, you know, I'm politicking, you know, I'm talking to God about him, going back and forth and all this. Then I'm watching the pastor. Y'all know how God be talking to me. Because sometimes I'm like, you know, like, what you want me to say to your people? You know, speak through me. I don't want it to be me. I don't want it to have nothing to do with me. I'm like, use me, Lord, to show someone the way. You know, so I'm like, you know, what are you talking about? Here comes the pastor. He's talking about Samuel. In the Bible, y'all. Samuel. Samuel's chapter 3. Right? So let me read it to you. And then I'm going to put this thing out there in pieces. We're going to sum it up. We're going to wrap it up. You know, I mean, you're going to feel real good about yourself after this. I really think somebody going to get saved. Honestly, I think somebody going to come to know Christ after this one right here. For real. So here we go. I think I have it in my Bible app. Yeah. Okay. So look, here we go. 1 Samuel 3, right? The boy Samuel was Eli's helper. This got to do with Samuel and Eli. So he was Eli's helper, right? Right. But they basically served the Lord together too. All right. Now, at this time, okay, in the Bible, the Lord really didn't speak to people like that. All right. You know, they didn't really know nothing like that. Okay. They had some visions and stuff, you know, that was going on. But for God to directly, like, talk to them, you know, stories like that, they, you know, wasn't out there like that. So, Eli, right? Okay, remember, Samuel, he was a boy. He was Eli's helper. So, Eli, he was getting old in age, right? And his eyes, he started getting real dim and real weak with it and everything. You know, he was, like, dad going there blind. So he, you know, the boy was there to help him, Samuel. So basically, one night, Samuel, he knocked out. He falls asleep. You know, it's late. You know what happens when you're tired. He knocked out. All of a sudden, right, he hears something. Right? The Lord calls Samuel. Right? This is what it says. Right? In verse 4. He calls Samuel and Samuel answered, "Here I am." Okay? And in 5, Samuel thought that it was Eli calling him. So he goes up to Eli. He like, "You know what, Eli? You know, you called me." Eli was like, "No, I ain't call you." Okay. "Go ahead. Go back to what you was doing. You know, go back to sleep." Right? So he comes to him again. And he like, "Did you call me? Here I am." Right? He goes, "I didn't call you. Go back to bed." So he comes to him again. He's like, "Look, did you call me?" He like, "I didn't call you. Go back to bed." Right? See, when he kept telling him that, he was like, basically, he said, because it was the Lord that was calling him. Right? But he didn't know that the Lord was calling. In 7, Samuel did not yet know the Lord because the Lord had not spoken directly to him before. The Lord called Samuel, this is 8, the third time. Again, Samuel got up. Like I said, he went to Eli and he said, "Here I am, you called me." Finally, Eli understood that the Lord was calling the boy. And Eli told Samuel, "Go to bed. If he calls you again, say, 'Speak, Lord. I'm your servant. I'm listening.'" So Samuel went back to bed. The Lord came and stood there, right? And he called him again saying, "Samuel, Samuel," right? So what Samuel said was, "Speak, I'm your servant. I'm listening." And the Lord said to Samuel, "I will soon do a thing in Israel that will shock anyone who hears about them." And I want to stop right there, right? So I'm sitting there and the pastor, you know, I'm going through my Bible, I'm going through it, and the pastor goes, "See, the thing that I want y'all to pay attention to is that sometimes God calls you and you don't really know his voice because he's never called you before." Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, you literally feel like God laid something on your heart, you know, and he's been talking to you about something, but you're not sure. Is it me, God? You know, am I talking to myself perhaps? You know, am I tripping? You know, look, that happened to me. That happened to me. We start off just like that. That happened to me. Yeah, I didn't know. I thought I was tripping. When God used to be talking to me and stuff, like at first I was like, is this me? Am I tripping? You know, am I hearing something or what? You know, it's like this still small voice, right? God tells you, "My sheep know my voice. A stranger they will not follow." But see, he didn't know because God had never spoke to him. That lets you know, first of all, that God speaks. But then two, that he speaks, but he speaks to those that don't know his voice as well. Okay? So for those of y'all out there, you like, you know, I don't know, I don't believe in God and stuff like that. He still speaks to you. He speaks to you, just what he's telling me, because he knows who you are. He knows who you are. We see ourselves sometimes like grasshoppers. Scripture in the Bible talks about how we see ourselves like grasshoppers, like less than who we are. God knows who we are, right? So that could be a reason why he didn't know. Because he's like this, you know, like, what's, you know, I know it's you calling me. Maybe, you know, I don't know nothing about no God that will be trying to speak to me. Am I that thorough and wise? Sometimes we don't think that we that thorough and wise, that God will speak to us. This is just such a debate. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. Okay? Because when you know, you know. Any of y'all rap fans out there that push a T, when you know, right? Because when you know. And who doesn't want you to know? The enemy. The enemy doesn't want you to know anything. Right? Now look. This is what God telling me to tell y'all. Right? Job. I talked to y'all about Job before. Job in the Bible. The enemy always comes to steal, kill, and destroy. All right. So he was out there. He showed up with the angels, came to God, and was basically like, look, you know, what's up? God was like, what you out here doing? He is like, I'm out here roaming, you know, seeking to destroy who I can. And God's like, have you not considered my servant Job? Right, Job, have you not considered Job? And he was like, well, yeah, but you got a hedge of protection around. I want to stop right there and just tell you this. See, Satan knows who you are. He knew who Job was. That's why God had that hedge of protection around him. He knew that. So what he says is you got a hedge of protection around him. But if you remove that, I'll make him curse you. And God said, go ahead. Because he knew that Job, he knew the ending from the beginning. God knows who we are. Okay. He sees us for who we are, even if we don't know that about ourselves. And so does the enemy. Yeah. That's why he don't want you to know that God speaks to you. He did the same thing with Eve and Adam. Okay, remember they told, God told him, don't eat this tree, don't do this, don't do that. But what happened, right? He came and he tempted him and he tested him, right? He hit Eve up like, listen, did God really say that you can't eat of the tree? What, because you're going to be, you know, knowledgeable like him? You know, I'm just putting it in my own words, baby, just touch it in. You know, he went ahead and he tempted her. He got her to second guess, and that's what God will do, you know. That's what Satan will do to you. He'll get you to go ahead and second guess God's word. His voice. Him speaking to you. He don't want you to know that God speaks to you. He doesn't want that. He knows that some of y'all ain't heard God's voice before. He knows God's voice. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is just a touch of J, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. Right? So he'll get you to question theology, everything, so that you don't understand. Deception. Oh, man, he's so slick. He is so, so slick to try to mess up your belief system, to get you to believe the opposite of what God is trying to tell you. Because, see, just like with Samuel, okay, he had to tell Samuel something. He was giving Samuel instructions. This is what God told me to tell y'all now. Moses. He gave Moses instructions, right? To lead the Israelites through the Red Sea out of the wilderness. They was out there 40 years just wrong. They was messed up. They was out there. They just couldn't get their life together. And then y'all out there, y'all just messed up. You can't get your life together. That's what's going on with them. They was out there and they just couldn't get their self together at all. So God goes to Moses and God's like, you know what? Listen, Moses, I need you to leave my people. I need you to do everything. I always tell you about Moses because Moses, he was thoroughly his wife. He led them. Okay. But he saw himself like the grasshopper. He didn't see himself like God had saw him. Right. He didn't believe in himself. And the enemy, he does a lot of that stuff to try to get you to not believe in yourself because he knows how God sees you. He knows who you are. He knows who you are. That's why he was messing with Job. And God had to put the hedge of protection around him. He said, you got this hedge of protection around him. How would he know if he wasn't messing with him? Oh, man, this is just a touch of your baby. He don't want you to know. He don't want you to know that God speaks to you. Because you got friends and you got family that might be blessed by it. It's like me, right? When he was kind of messing with me and stuff, you know, having people come up against me. Oh, my gosh. I've been getting a lot of hate. But before this, like when I really started to get into my purpose on what God wanted me to do in life, I would have like a lot of people that would try to like say things to me because the enemy, he does this to go ahead and to try to break you down so that you don't believe in you. He'll try to mess with your identity and he will try to mess with your self-esteem. And I had that happen. People would laugh at me. People would think I was a joke. Like the things that I wanted to do, my goals that I wanted to pursue because they didn't believe in themselves. So the things that I would tell them about me, like, oh, I'm going to have my own restaurant and I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to get my own mobile app company. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do my own. I'm going to grow my own marijuana and I'm going to come up with my own marijuana papers. And I'm going to come up with my own wine company and I want to plant a vineyard. How you going to do that? God. You know, things like that to get you to kind of like doubt yourself. That's what Satan does. He'll send people to do that. He knows what buttons to push, how to get you out of character, and how to get you all messed up. And sometimes it has to do so with not letting other people, so other people can't see it, like your friends, your family. Right? Look, closed mouths don't get fed. Right? There's scripture in the Bible. Where we at? John 10, 27, right? Right? No, that's the sheep know my voice, stranger to when I follow. Where am I at? Luke 1:20. Okay, Luke 1:20 says that they will be dumb and unable to speak until the day that this happens because they do not believe my words, which will come true in their time. You'll be dumb and unable to speak. Closed mouths don't get fed. You can't feed anybody else God's word. You can't feed that knowledge, that wisdom to anybody because he wants your mouth to be closed. He doesn't want you to know who you are. Oh, this is just a touch of it, baby. He doesn't want you to be able to hear from God. He doesn't want you to be able to hear what God is saying. So he'll do all these things to try to distract you and get you all messed up. I used to get all type of distractions. Oh, my God. When I was trying to focus, I mean, he would come in and come through my children, come through my loved ones. And they will be attacking me. And what happens if any of y'all got that going on right now, this is what I want you to do. I want you to speak to that thing. I had to just tell my girlfriend that last night. My girlfriend was just telling me about how the enemy was coming through one of her loved ones. And the loved one just kept attacking her constantly, saying this and that and just coming at her. And I said, see, what you got to do is you got to pay attention. You got to speak to the thing, the spirit that's coming through them, because they are the weaker vessel. So the enemy is able to use them to attack you. This is not something that he just came up with. He's been using the same person. Like I just told you how he would use certain things with me. He does it with you guys too. So pay attention to those areas. Those areas, if you have a lot of opposition to things that are coming up against you, start paying attention. It's always the same type of situation. You know, if he's able to use your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your wife or your husband, he'll use them. Your children, he'll use them. Whatever to get you off track, to mess up your belief system so that you can't get out that message. Closed mouths don't get fed. You will be unable to speak. Luke 1:20. You won't say stuff. You'll be hindered. This is just a touch of J, baby. Y'all got to watch this thing. Because God's out there. He's trying to speak to you. Somebody, he's trying to speak to you. And you don't really know his voice. So you're not sure. How do you get out of that? Jay, you asked me. Hell. JUSCATOUCHOF_J. Yeah, that's what they call me. You asking me. You like, Jay, how do I get up out of this, Jay? Spend time with him. I told y'all this before, man. The only way you want to know God's voice is if you spend time with him. Oh my gosh, God dropped a dime on me. What did he tell him? He said he didn't know that the Lord was speaking to him, right? This is what he told Samuel, right? Samuel didn't know, right? So what did he tell? What did Eli tell Samuel? Eli told Samuel this. He said, go back to bed, and if he calls you again, say, speak, Lord, I'm your servant, I'm listening. You got to spend time with him. You got to be like, speak, God. If you speaking to me, speak, I'm your servant, I'm listening. That's how you going to know God is trying to lead you like the GPS. I don't know who you are. I don't know who you are. I don't know who this is for, but I'm just being obedient, and I'm coming out here, and I'm putting this out there in pieces. You really are like, dang, is God really telling me to do this? Should I do this? Should I do that? And you're a little hindered with it because you don't know. And God's like, listen, you got to be like, speak to me. Tell me then. And you have to do it. Listen, you got to do it. I've been doing all type of stuff that God been telling me to do. Y'all, I'm talking about miracles, signs, and wonders. Like, you have to get the book because I can't even tell you about it. Like, it's just so much. Like, oh my God, I got the chills all over me. Just telling you. Just so much, like making sure I was financially straight for a whole year told me he was going to do it, then blessed me and did it. And like, I didn't show people, and people like, wow, like, you know, God, every time, like, just from go to the store at this time, don't go there, but go here. Don't do this. Make sure you do that. And I'm just like this, whatever you want me to do, God, whatever you want me to do. And you want to know why? Because I'm being obedient, because I see that he's leading me. He's leading me. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, right? And all his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. Hold on. It's my scripture for the week. It's in the bathroom. Let me read it to you. No, that was last week. That's what happens when you wait, is this week. But it's but that's what it is, right? I wrote it down. Hold on. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, right? Lean not to your own understandings, and all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Direct your path, okay? That's the next point that I got for y'all, okay? In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he's going to direct your path. Let me break this down for you, because this is a whole nother podcast, but you got to get this. You got to get this nugget, okay? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean. What happens when you lean on something? That means that thing helps support you, right? You can't put all the weight on that. You can't. You can't put all the weight on it. It's like, think about you on crutches, okay? Crutches or a cane or something like that, right? You're using those things to support that weight. God is what he, it is what he's saying. Don't lean to your own understandings. You're leaning. Don't lean. Put your own weight on that. Lean on me. You know, lean on me. Y'all know that song. Lean on me. That's what he's saying. Not to your own understandings. I'm going to support you. Okay? All you got to do is lean on me. If you lean on me, he promises he will make your path straight. He will direct your path. So that's what I'm out here doing. I'm like, look, what is it that you need me to do? Because you saved my life. I almost died. I was 95 pounds. Okay? That's what clothes and shoes on. This is just a touch of J, baby. I couldn't see, I couldn't walk, I couldn't do nothing. So I'm like, God, what do you want me to do? And he's out here, he's trying to lead y'all the same way he out here leading me. I'm out here, I'm trying to tell you, I'm a living witness. God is a healer, he saves, he helps you. Y'all know, some of y'all who know me, y'all know Ronnie is what they used to call me. You like, I can't even believe she on here talking like this right now. Like, seriously, you can't believe, you listening just to see what I said. Now, you literally, she recording another podcast, let me see what's going on. Because you can't even believe it. You can't even believe it. But that's what God's using. He's using this, okay, to get you to see. He's trying to speak to you so other people can see. And the enemy, he don't want that. A lot of time, okay, God can't speak to everybody, okay? There's a lot of people out there that are deaf, dumb, and blind. Just period. He just, you know. He speaks to those that listen, okay? Even if you don't know his voice, he's going to speak to those that listen. That's why Samuel went and he did what Eli told him to do. And he said, speak, I'm your servant. He was a little boy, but even as a little boy, he still had the willingness to listen. So some of y'all out there, when God is really trying to speak to you, because he knows, he's like, I know you're going to listen. You might be a little doubting. You don't know if it's him or not. Just say, speak, Lord. Just speak. That's it. Because he's trying to lead you. He's trying to lead you into something. And I'm telling you right now, yo, just do it. Just do it. Afraid, do it. Scared. Just do it. Just do it. Whatever it is. Like Nike. Just do it. Just do whatever you feel like God is telling you to do. And I'm telling you, he's going to direct your path. You're going to be like, oh my gosh, it worked. Okay? But like I said, the enemy, he don't want you to do that, right? You know what the definition of listen is? To give attention to sound. To give attention to a sound or action, all right? It includes complex, effective, cognitive behavior processes, okay? Listening is the ability to accurately receive. Ability. He had the ability to say, speak, I'm your servant. You have to have the ability to say, God, tell me what you want me to do so that you can accurately receive, okay? And interpret messages into the communication process and do what God is telling you to do. Look it up. That's what listening, the definition is. What did Samuel learn in all of this? He learned three things, right? who to listen to, how to listen, and what to do after listening. That's God directing a path right there. So look, I don't know who you are. You know, it's outside. You know, stumbling over my words a little bit. It's late. But I just want you to know that you have to speak this life out here. Because God is trying to speak life into you. I want you to know that it's his instructions that Satan doesn't want you to be able to hear. Because he knows that you'll listen. He knows that you'll listen. He wouldn't be messing with you. I told my girlfriend this other day. I'm like, yo, enemy been on me. You know, I'm like, he on me. I'm like, the haters is coming out. Old people coming back. Like, all type of stuff. And she, you know what she said to me? She was like this. He only on you because you're doing something right. I'm like, man, you ain't never lied. Because you out here doing what God telling you to do. He don't like that. Because he knows who you are. Told you. He knew about Job. He said, man, you got that fence around him. Because he was trying to mess with him. How would he know? He knows. He knows. But God been protecting you all this time. And God's trying to speak to you now. And you just got to say, I'm your servant. You know, speak to me. You got to be willing to hear so that you can get that wisdom and that knowledge that he's trying to give you. And it's just such a day, baby. I'm just trying to put all that out there in peace for you. I think I hit every point that I had. I wrote down some stuff. Yeah. Deception. Questions. Right. You can't lean to your own understanding. That's a big one. You got to put your weight on God. They that wait upon the Lord. Okay. That's my scripture for this week. Right. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up like wings on eagles. They shall walk and not faint. That's what happens when you wait. You get a little stronger. It's a song out there. When you put your weight on the Lord like that, he goes ahead, he renews your strength. Look at me like, Lord, I'm a walking testimony. I'm trying to tell you. When I tell you, like, I got so many gut problems. Like, I'm lucky I can just get food down. My nutrition is so off because of my imbalance in my body. It be messing with my mind and my brain sometimes. Like, I be messed up, but I'm still out here winning every day. I'm still out here making sure y'all get all the social media posts that y'all supposed to get. I'm still doing these push-ups every day. I keep going and I keep believing because those are the ones. Many are called, few are chosen. I'm chosen. I'm one of them ones. And a lot of y'all out there, y'all are chosen too. And the enemy don't want y'all to know that. He don't. So he gonna do everything he can so that you don't hear God speaking. Okay? So he's trying to speak to somebody. God's trying to get your attention. Whoever you are, whatever you got going on, yo, just do what he's telling you to do with that still small voice that's on the inside of you. It's telling you to do. Just listen. Just listen because he's trying to direct your path. And once you start letting him direct it, oh my gosh, sky's the limit. Sky's the limit. Yeah, he going to keep that hedge of protection around you to protect his name. His name is great because he know you're going to start telling people about him. Like, look, you know, let me tell you what God did for me. You understand what I'm saying? When you believe, you believe. That's the problem. People don't believe. Yeah. And he wants you to, Satan want to mess up your belief system. So look, I'm up out of here. Look, I had nothing to say. I'm coming to y'all, chopping this thing out there in pieces. I love my babies. Okay. Now, how y'all want me to end this? How y'all want me to end this? Y'all like it when I do it like that? I'm all over the place, but I'm trying to put this thing together for y'all. Oh my gosh, man. I tell you, keep me in prayer. Okay? Keep me in prayer. So look, here we go. You ready? Who is this? Wait, that was corny. Hold on. Let me do another one. You ready? Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this? This is just a touch of J. Man. Y'all know I put this out there in pieces for you. So look, what's the first thing I tell y'all when I'm skating on up out of here? To the left, to the left, to the left. So I can shine bright like a diamond and do what it is that I do, baby. I tell you, don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thoroughly wise. Please don't. Especially not yourself or the enemy. Yes, the enemy. He comes to mess you up. Period. Still, kill, destroy. Right now, I just gave you some word. He gonna be like, have you doubted? I don't know. This is that. Automatically. Boom. Take it from you. Uh-uh. Because what? He don't want you to know God speaks instructions to you. Right? He don't want that. Right? You want to know why? There's a reason why. A good reason why. Because he knows that you gonna shine on them. Because they hate it, baby. Yes. You gonna let that little light on the inside you shine bright like a diamond. You gonna be out here like Rihanna. Shine bright like a diamond. Yeah, turn around, billionaire. Boom. I can't wait till y'all see what God got going on for me. Oh my gosh, you gonna be like this. Daggone, she been telling us all this time. Oh my gosh, it really happened. And I'm gonna be like this. See, I tried to tell you. I tried to tell you. They that wait upon the Lord. Okay? Gonna renew their strength. He gonna do it. Alright? And the third thing that I tell y'all is spread love. Yeah, because it's the Brooklyn way. And this is just a touch of your baby. No, I gotta put that out there, pieces for you. You gotta spread love, cause the world needs love. Yeah, you have to. So, quick recap, right? All I'm trying to tell y'all is, there's somebody out there. I don't know who this is for. Okay, God's trying to talk to you. Okay, you may not know His voice, just like Samuel. Samuel didn't know, right? Sometimes God will use people like me to tell you to say, speak. God, I'm your servant. I'm listening. He had Eli tell Samuel, tell God speak, because I didn't call you. I'm not out here calling you. I'm telling you what God is telling me to tell you. To go tell him to speak, because he's trying to get a message to you. He's trying to direct your path. And I'm here trying to tell you that the enemy, oh man, he's so slick. He don't want you to know who you are, because he been out there messing with you, but God had a fence around you, protecting you. And God's moving you right now. He's shifting things. And you know, you got to listen so that way he can direct your path. Okay? What did I tell you? Trust in the Lord with all your heart, right? Proverbs 3:5-6. And lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. He directs the path. You don't direct the path. He does. All he wants you to do is lean out to your own understandings. Lean on him. That's it. You lean on him. Oh my gosh. He gonna direct that thing. That's all I'm trying to tell you. Just say, speak. I'm your servant. I'm listening. I know you keep calling me. I know you keep trying to get my attention. I feel like something. You're trying to direct me. But I'm scared. I don't know what's going on. Speak. Just tell me what to do. And then you have to do it. Afraid. Scared. Even if it makes no sense, you do it. And he gonna direct your path. Look, you might be out there trying to marry somebody, and you nervous. You know, I don't know if I want to answer. You know, look, guys, look, you got the, you know what, got the ring and everything. You nervous. You like, you know, I don't know. You know, because you don't know what's going on, if it's gonna work. You know, I messed up. Whatever. Look, do it. Okay? If you know that that's God telling you, jump out there. You never know. The job, you might be wanting to do a different type of job. Jump out there, a different career. Go back to school. Whatever it is, do it. Just listen. He's trying to lead you. It's nothing better than God leading you. Okay? Because he ain't doing nothing but leading you the right way. The problem is that we be so afraid, man, and we don't want to listen. We do everything that God tells us not to do. You know, I'm going to do my own thing. Then you wonder why your life all messed up. I mean, listen, baby, this is just such a day. Been there, done that. Told you. Had a girlfriend and a boyfriend. Okay? We all lived together. Whole lesbian thing. Yeah. Was dating women and everything. Okay, baby? This is just such a day. Okay? You couldn't tell me I was putting that thing out there in pieces for him. For real. But he led my path. You know, he cleaned me up. He changed me. He rearranged me. You know? And he got me out here trying to tell y'all. Just like he had Eli tell Samuel. So look, that's it. That's all I had to tell you. God trying to, he's trying to talk to you. Pay attention. All right, so look, I'm up out of here. I love my babies. And I'll be back, right? When I got something else to say. Yes, when I got something else to say. Yes, when I got something else to say, when I'm not so tired and, you know, I'm detoxing. I told y'all, y'all keep me in prayer because mama been going through. But I have been working and stuff. Yeah, I've been back working, you know, doing what it is I do, baby. You know, my schedule has been so full. I got a lot going on. And then, like, tonight, y'all, like, my legs, the stuff that I drunk really helped. Like, and I was praying. I said, God, please. My stomach was hurting and everything. I was messed up. But my legs was cramped up. Like, my legs get to the point where I can't walk sometimes. Like, it, like, I don't even know how to explain it. It's like they be stiff and my hands been cramping up and stuff bad. So, y'all just keep me in prayer and stuff. Just keep me in prayer. My hair, did I tell y'all my hair came back? Yeah, I did. My hair came back. Is there anything else I need to say, y'all? listen to the Nas thing, okay? It's up next. Make sure y'all listen to that. Y'all love that. I'm doing something else for Nas too, because Nas just came out with, you know, this little thing he got going on. Yeah, the rapper Nas, where he gonna be schooling y'all through his music. And what I did was, see, this whole little song thing that I put out there for Nas, I took y'all way back. I threw it back, but I'm telling you a story, my story through his music. Yeah, and that's basically what he's doing with y'all, too. He's teaching y'all. And that just came out on the 15th. So I'm going to put that out there this week for y'all so y'all can get to see all that that he has going on if you don't already know. And this is just a touch of it, baby. I just had to put all that out there in pieces for you. All right? So stay tuned to what's up next. I love y'all. Oh, my gosh. I love y'all, man. Bear with me. All right? I'll be back when I got something else to say. Y'all hear that? This is just a touch of J, baby. Coming at you, putting it all out there in peace. I just had to drop a bomb on life flex. Oh my gosh, just that work, baby.
And baby,
you know you're fine, right?
Fine, right?
Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J and I'm coming at you, making love in V's kitchen. Y'all hear that? Oh my gosh. You better download that Just a Touch of J app. Hey y'all, did y'all think I forgot to pray for y'all? No, I can never do that. This is just a touch of J, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? So listen, bow y'all head, close y'all eyes. Let me go ahead and let me drop a dime on you, okay? Look, dear Heavenly Father, I come to you right now and I ask for you to please allow your word that I just put out there in pieces for him to be able to resonate inside each and every one of the individuals that heard it. Restore their soul, Lord God. Allow them to see what it is that you're trying to show them through this message. Allow them to see that they have everything that they need on the inside of them and that you'll be there for them, okay? Yo, God's going to be there for you. He loves you, all right? He's going to restore you. He's going to help you. All right? In Jesus' name, I pray. Just don't be afraid. All right? We love you, God. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for just allowing me to go ahead and put your word out there in pieces for them. Just thank you. Restore them. Give them peace and everything that it is that they need, that comfort as they're walking through life. In Jesus' name, I pray. I love you guys. Amen. So y'all, what y'all out there doing? Listen, right? So remember when I told y'all that I was going to give y'all, you know, a little tribute to Nas? You know, he came out with his new album and it was definitely thorough and wise. But I decided to do a little throwback thing for them. Yeah, I wanted to throw it back. You know, everybody's always coming out with all this new stuff. I'm like, you know what? This is just a Touch of J, man. I got to put this out there in pieces for y'all. So I say, you know what? Let me go ahead, throw this thing back. I want y'all to check it out. Listen, all right? It's up next. This is just a Touch of J. I got to throw this thing back with the truth.
Man, what y'all want me to say? I got to give a shout out to my man Nas.
I told y'all this thing was coming. Man, you might as well hate me now.
Football season has returned.
This is just a Touch of J.
Life or death with me, man.
This is just a touch.
No turning back now. This is what makes me. This is what I am.
Feel me?
You can hate me now,
QB,
but I won't stop now, cause I can't stop now.
Braveheart.
You can hate me now,
come on,
but I won't stop now, cause I can't stop now. You can hate me now.
Do it now, do it now, do it now. Don't hate me, hate the money I see. Clothes that I buy, ice that I wear, flows that I try. Close your eyes, picture me rolling sixes, money folding, chickens, honeys that swollen, the riches, knives get in ya. Most critically acclaimed, Pulitzer Prize winner, best storyteller, thug narrator, my style's greater, model data, big threat to a lot of you haters. Commentators, ringside, try watching my paper, almost a decade, quite impressive. Most of the best is in the S's, but it's rap stuff that I stand for, expanding more to the big screen. Bill Gates dreams, but it seems you'd rather see me in jail with state dreams. Want me off the scene fast, but good things last, like your favorite MC, still making some mean cast. First rapper to bring a platinum plaque back to the projects, but you still wanna hate? Be my guest, I suggest.
Money is power, I got millions of dollars on salary.
Do it now.
You can hate me now,
I won't stop,
but I won't stop now.
You can't stop,
cause I can't stop now.
You can
now
hate me.
You can hate me now.
Do it
I
now
hate you too.
But I won't stop now.
Come on, come
you
on
hate me now.
Cause I can't stop now.
Come on.
You can hate me now.
You can hate
do
me
it now.
You can hate me now.
Do it now. I told you, do it now.
This is just a Touch of J. Y'all like it when I do it like that? I woke up this morning like.
Yourself,
yo, I'm living in this time behind enemy lines, so I got mine, I hope ya.
Got yourself.
You from the hood, I hope ya.
Got yourself.
You want beef, hope ya.
Got yourself.
And when I see you, I'ma take what I want, so you try to front, hope ya.
Got yourself.
You ain't real, hope ya.
Oh man, I know y'all ready for this one. Steady, are you ready? Oh my gosh, y'all like that? Y'all know I'm about to put this out there in pieces for you, right? I mean, I know y'all know what's going on, right? Come on, man. Didn't I tell y'all this is just a Touch of J? Man, y'all better stop acting like I don't know what I'm doing.
What's going down?
Oh my gosh, y'all gotta check this one out. Mm-hmm.
Y'all ready for this
one? Track express through song, delete stress like Motrin, then extend strong. I drink my wet with Medusa, give us shotguns in hell from the split that I'm lifting in hell. It ain't hard to tell.
Y'all know it ain't hard to tell when nothing that I got going
nothing,
on.
Nothing, man. Nothing.
Just such a change. Y'all already know I put this out there in pieces for you, right?
Oh, yeah, baby. That's that joint right there. Ooh.
Come on.
Ladies, make it hot. Thugs, make it hot. Make it pop. Ooh,
you all the right. Ooh, cha bang bang. Ooh, you all the right. Ooh, cha bang bang. Ooh, you all the right. Ooh, cha bang bang. Ooh, you all the right. He really, really, really worked my body. He really, really, really turned me out. He really, really, really got the goodness. He really, really made me scream and shout. He really taught me how to work my body. He really taught me how to go down south. He really, really tried to hurt me, hurt me.
Yeah, gangsters. I just have to drop a bomb on them. Honestly, like, man. Y'all know how I feel when I wake up in the morning. I honestly feel like, man, this is just a touch of Jay.
Jay.
And I will not lose.
Jay-Z.
What's up, niggas? And yo, I know you ain't talking about me, dog. You?
You?
What?
What's Jay-Z.
What's up? Been on my... Nigga, you love my style, nigga. You not the
Jay-Z.
Mess with your soul like ether. Well, teach you the king, you know you. Godson across the belly.
Lose.
I prove you lost already. Brace yourself for the main event. Y'all impatiently waiting. It's like an AIDS test. What's the results? Not positive. Who's the best? Pac, Nas, and Big. Ain't no best. East, west, north, south, floor style greetings. I embrace y'all with napalm. Blows up. No guts. Left chest, face gone. How can I be garbage? At your cottage, at the side of your dome, come out of my throne. I got this lock since 9-1. I am the truest. Name a rapper that I ain't influenced. Gave y'all chapters, but now I keep my eyes on the Judas. With the wine and soapy fame, kept my name in his music. Check it out. Mess with your soul like ether. Will. Teach you the king, you know you. Godson across the belly.
Lose.
I prove you lost already.
Wait a minute. I did prove that you lost already. Okay, I did. All right. But have y'all been going over to My Name Is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby? Have y'all downloaded the Just a Touch of J app? Matter of fact, have y'all listened to the Just a Touch of J podcast? And I know y'all out there, you know, checking out my marijuana papers called All You Need Is Just a Touch of the J. Yeah, I try to put that out there in pieces for you, right? Also, have y'all checked out Lady? Okay, y'all hear that? Have y'all checked out the Just a Touch of J fitness line? Man, this is Just a Touch of J, baby. I'm just trying to put it all out there in pieces for you, right? Make sure y'all check it out, man. Listen to the next song too, alright? It's up next.
You know, I still run with that blood of a slave balling in my veins. It's just hot until a nigga can't take it no more. Blood of a slave, heart of a king. Turn my voice up. Ayo, the brother's still matic. I crawled up out of that grave, wiping the dirt, cleaning my shirt. They thought I'd make another illmatic. But it's always forward, I'm moving. Never back with stupid. Here's another classic. C notes is falling from the sky.
Y'all hear that?
Oh, man.
By now the credits roll, the star and Nas, executive poet, produced, directed by the kids / Escobar. Narration describes the lives of lost tribes in the ghetto trying to survive. The feature opens with this young black child. Fingers scratched, cigarette burns on the sofa. Turning the TV down while Mary Jane girls, 45s playing, soft in the background. Food from C-Towns, mornings was hash brown. Stepped over dope fiends, walking out the door. All of us poor, I learned the difference between the snitches, the real ones, and who's soft, and the murderous, hungriest crews. People jumping from roofs, shotguns pumping, made it through my youth, walking very thin lines, ages 7 to 9. That's the age I was on my album cover. This is the rebirth. I know the streets thirst water like Moses, walking through the hot desert, searching to be free. This is my ending and my new beginning. Nostalgia, alpha and omega places. It's like a glitch in the matrix. I seen it all, did it all. Mostly y'all a pop for a minute, spit a sentence, then a game to get rid of y'all. Y'all got there, but y'all ain't get it all. I want my style back. Hate the C-shot plan, it's the rap repo man. To them double up hustlers. killers, bitters, niggas who real. Professional, stick up kids, dreaming for meals. Let my words guide you, get inside you. From crypt to pyros, this is survival.
Survival. Yeah, man.
What's my name? J-U-S-T-A. T-O-U-C-H. O-F. Underscore a letter J.
J. Yeah, that's what they call me.
Now let's get it all in perspective. For all y'all enjoyment, a song y'all can step with. Y'all appointed me to bring rap justice, but I ain't 5-0, y'all know it's Nas, yo. Grey Goose and a whole lot of only describe us as soldier survivors. Stay laced in the best, well dressed with finesse in the white tee, looking for white meat. Thug girl who fly and talk so nicely. Put her in the coupe so she can feel the nice breeze. We could drive through the city, no doubt, but don't say my car's topless. Say the tee, this is out. Newness, here's the anthem. Put your hand up that you wish with, count your loot with. Push the pool stick in your new crib, same hand that you hook with. Swing around like you stupid. King of the town. Yeah, I been that. You know I where you and your men's at. Through the smurf, through the wop, baseball bat. Rooftop like we bringin' 88 back.
Y'all know I'm giving y'all that business, right?
Jay. Made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters, where them dimes at? Made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters at? Where them dimes at? This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat's hot. My lobs again lit up the trunk of the car, we got the. Don't start none, won't be none. No reason for your mans to panic. You don't wanna see no ambulances. Knock a pimp's drink down in his pimp cup. That's the way you get Timberland up.
Oh my gosh, I'm killing y'all with this. This is just a touch of J, man. I put this out to your pieces for you.
Let the music diffuse all attention. Ball up convention, free admission. Hustlers, dealers, and killers can move swift. Girls get close, you can feel where the kept. All my just coming homies, parolees. Get money, leave the beef alone slowly. Get out my face, you people so phony. Pull out my made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters, where them dimes at? They made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters at? Where them dimes at?
Did I tell y'all to go over to Making Love and V's Kitchen? Huh? It's where I do my food thing. Yeah, and y'all got the Just a Touch of J podcast popping like popcorn, baby. What y'all out there doing? Oh my gosh, y'all so thorough and wise. Yeah, but anyway, look, let's get back to Nas, man, cause they shooting.
Yo, my mood is real rude. I'll you out, show you what's do. Mobsters don't box my obliges. Every invitation to fight your punk asses. Like Punch said, you ain't even in me class. Maybach, Benz, backseat, TV plasma. Ladies looking for athletes or rappers. Whatever you choose, whatever you do, make sure he a thug and intelligent too. Like a real thoroughbred is. Show me love, let me feel how to hit this. Females who's the sexiest is always the nastiest. And I like a little sassiness, a lot of class. Mommy reaching your bag, past the fifth. I'm a leader at last, this a don you with. My nine spit, jigging blues consciousness.
Now let me end this right. Cause all I need is one mic.
Turn my headphones up. Nothing gonna stop me now. Nothing, baby. I'm here now. We here, it's your world. Yeah. Yo, all I need is one mic, one beat, one stage, one person front, my face on the front page. Only if I had one love, one girl and one crib, one God to show me how to do things his son did. Pure,
like a cup of virgin blood. Mixed with 151, one sip will probably make me flip. See my name in the hieroglyphs like Osiris and Isis. Parables written inside papyruses, acknowledge it. We've been all tricked, time to come out of it. Seeds watch us, grow up and try to follow us. Police watch us, roll up and try knocking us. One knee I duck, could it be my time is up? With my luck I got up, the cop again. Bus stop glass bursts, a fiend drops his Heineken. Ricocheting between the spots that I'm hiding in. Blacking out as I duck back, forget getting hit. This is my hood, I'm a rap to the death of it. To everybody come home, little brothers is grown. The rats, don't abortion your wound. We need more warriors soon. Sent from the stars, sun and the moon. And it's like a police chasing street sweepers and coppers. Stick up kids with no conscience, leaving victims with doctors. If you really think you're ready to fly with my power, this is what now is about, brothers. The time is now.
All I need is one mic. One mic. One mic. All I need is one mic. One mic. One mic. That's all I need. All I need is one mic. One mic. One mic. All I need. All I need is one mic. One mic. One mic. Yeah. All I need is one cup, one page, and one pen, one prayer. Tell God, forgive me for one sin. Matter of fact, maybe more than one. Look back at all the hatred against me. Touch all of them. Jesus died at age 33. That's 33. So 20 and 16 apiece, that's 32. Which means one of my thuns was holding 17. 27 hit your crew, 6 went into you. Everybody gotta die sometime. Hope your funeral never get caught up. Pain to go through the innocent, nothing is fair. Brothers roll up from wheelchairs, my heart is racing. Tasting revenge in the air. I let this all slide for too many years. Too many times now, I'm strapped with a couple of too many. If y'all people really with me, get busy, load up the. Do more than just hold it, explode the until you empty. There's nothing in our way. They bust, we bust, they rust, we rust. Flying, feel it, I feel it in my gut that we take these dudes to war. Lie them down, cause we're stronger now. My people's, the time is now. All I need is one mic. One mic. One mic. That's all I need. That's all I need. All I need is one mic. One mic. One mic. There's nothing else in the world. All I need is one mic. That's all a nigga need to do his thing, you know. All I need is one mic.
All I need is one life, one try, one breath. I'm one man, what I stand for speaks for itself. They don't understand, they wanna see me on top. Too egotistical, talking all that slick stuff, but my name is biblical. Wonder what my secrets is, enemies move on you only if they know what your weaknesses. I have none, too late, I'm mad, young, I'm laughing. Cause I'm a cool brother, thought I wouldn't have that ass done. Fooled you brothers, what you call an infinite brawl. Eternal souls clashing, war gets deep. Some beef is everlasting, complete with thick scars. Brothers knifing each other up in prison, y'all. Drama, where does it start? You know the block was ill as a youngster. Every night it was like a when we killed, body found in the dumpster. For real, a hustler purchased my reins. People throwing dirt on my name. Jealous cause fiends got their work and complain. Women left me cause they thought I was finished. Should've knew she wasn't true. She came to me when a man caught a sentence. Diamonds are blinded. I never make the same mistakes. Moving with a change of pace, lighter load. See now the king is straight. Swelling my melon cause none of these brothers real. Heard they were telling police how can a kingpin squeal. This is crazy, I'm on the right track. I'm finally found. You need some soul searching. The time is now.
All I need is one mic.
One mic. One mic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All I need is one mic.
One mic.
That's all I ever needed in this world. Cash. All I need is one mic.
One mic. One mic.
Cars. The jewelry. All I need is one mic.
One mic.
Spread my voice to the whole world. Whole world, baby.
This is just a touch of J, y'all, and I had to put all that out there. In pieces for you, baby.
Man, make sure y'all keep staying tuned. I got a lot of stuff coming to y'all, man. And remember,
the truth shall set you free.
Okay?
Make sure y'all keep being thorough and wise. Because I am.
Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on one second. This is just a touch of J. Y'all remember them songs? Listen, I got another one for you, so stay tuned, right? Because all he needs is just a touch of J. That's what's up next, all right? I love my babies. Check it out. My baby like pieces it when I do it like that. All he needs is just a touch of check.
Pieces for you. Pieces for
y'all
you.
Y'all know I'm thrilling wise, right? Right.
All you need is just a touch of
just
check.
A touch ladies,
of check. Y'all hear that? Pieces
for you. I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit.
Shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right?